Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome to another show. If you're a first-time listener, wherever you are listening from, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this amazing podcast. We've got over 250 podcasts sitting out there in our library, so please go and check those out. And if you are a regular listener, we love you and we appreciate your loyalty and the time that you have taken for all these years listening to our podcast. How many years? Hasn't it been at least
a couple years?
Yeah, at least 2 years. Okay, 2 years. So, you know, today we thought we'd talk about rewarding yourself.
In a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a couple of patients. And actually, it's funny. You and I last weekend were just talking about this because you were saying how now that it's beginning to be fall or winter in our case, but really fall, you know, and after a full day of scoping, you feel like you want to go get a coffee, you know, to like reward yourself.
Yeah.
And then you go and you get the coffee and you're drinking it and you feel like crap, you know, drinking it. And it just doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't.
You taste the chemicals.
I can actually taste the chemicals. I remember years ago when we started on this journey, I remember that, you know, we would talk about tasting, you know, being able to taste something really good and being able to taste chemicals. And I think you started really tasting the chemicals before me.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about it and I'd be like, what is she talking about? But now I can actually taste the chemicals. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first realized that a pumpkin spice latte was not real pumpkin.
What?
It wasn't real pumpkin. I was like, what? No, but it's true.
And it's funny. So we had that conversation and I said, oh, we should podcast on that. And then literally I had two consults this week with patients and they said the exact same thing to me. One woman was like, you know, I'm really trying hard. And because I'm trying so hard with my diet, I want to reward myself every once in a while. I said, yes, you should. And she's like, yeah. And so I reward myself by eating something crappy. She says, and then I feel sick afterward. And I'm like, why did I do that? Like, I'm doing so good, right? So, and then the other woman said something very similar, you know, that you want to reward yourself for doing good and everything that you're doing, yet the way we reward ourselves is by doing something bad.
Yeah.
And why do we do that, right? Why do we have this need to reward ourselves with these things? Well, first of all, society tells us that those are treats.
Sure.
Right?
Treats.
And rewards.
Absolutely.
And so that's the first thing we think of,
you know, is a cookie. A lollipop.
Or,
you know,
or a
you
latte.
Go to the dentist and you get a lollipop.
Right.
Like growing up,
yeah.
As a child, we got a lollipop. When we finish at the dentist.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I know. I think we got a toothbrush.
A toothpick.
A toothbrush.
What kind of dentist did you go to? Hickville dentist.
We got a toothbrush, some dental floss, and a lollipop.
And a lollipop.
Or a sticker. Yeah, I think as we got older, we got stickers.
That's great.
And now they don't give me anything.
You don't get the little goodie thing at the end?
No, I do get a little goodie bag. Yeah. I do get a goodie bag with dental floss and a little Christmas tree brush to poke in between my teeth.
Thank you, Dr. Greep.
That's right. And a toothbrush. But treats, very important because they are incentivizers, right? I mean, we treat ourselves, we treat others with treats because it's to incentivize and to reward you for something good that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. We've grown up with, oh, you ate your dinner? Now I'm going to give you a treat. Here's your brownie or here's your cookie.
Cookie, right.
And the reality is like, and here's your poison.
Right.
No, I don't, listen,
Good
I don't want to.
Good job eating your green vegetables.
That's right.
Now have 1,000 grams of sugar.
That's right. That's right. I don't want to say that. I said it and I take it back. I'm going to retract that. I'm going to take that back because I don't want this to become a negative experience for anyone, okay? Because, listen, the goal is to eat healthy and to do our best eating healthy. And every day, it's intentional. We have to be intentional about how we're eating. Okay, every day I'm thinking about how I'm eating because when I'm at the surgical center at the hospital, I can't tell you how much, pardon my French, how much crap there is. Okay, there are Pop-Tarts, there are Rice Krispie Treats, you name it, donuts, it's all there in the doctor's lounge. And so it's very tempting, especially me who has a sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. But I don't want this to become a negative experience, because do we have our desserts? Mm-hmm. Of course we have our desserts.
Well, we live by the 80-20 rule. And right. I know we've talked about this before, but 80%, you know, we try to eat healthy and eat alkaline and drink alkaline 80% of the time, mm-hmm. and then 20% of the time not. I mean, it's impossible today to live in this world that we're living in and eat alkaline 100% of the time, right. and drink alkaline 100% of the time.
And tell them what you mean by alkaline.
Well, just eating healthy. I mean, eating clean, drinking alkaline water,
greens,
right? I mean,
lots of greens.
And yeah, I mean, you're eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. You're eating whole grains. You're eating meat or fish that isn't tainted. You know, no antibiotics, no hormones.
That's right. No processed food.
Right. No microwavable foods.
No.
Nothing like that.
Nothing
fast
that's
food.
Full of sugar.
Right. Yeah. So we try to eat clean like that 80% of the time. But like, you know, like we went out last night for a holiday party already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to have a drink, you know, and we're going to eat whatever they provide. I mean, you know, so we're not going
to
be like.
We could choose to not eat it, but we don't, you know.
We're not going to be snooty like that.
We're not going to be like that. We've never been like that. I mean, we go and we partake and enjoy with everyone.
That's right. And then, you know, our kids are going to a birthday party today. And so, of course, they're going to have a piece of cake, you know. I mean, look, you have to be able to do those things. You have to be able to be a part of society and not look like you're an outcast because you can't have a piece of cake or a drink,
right.
okay? However, and you can feel good about doing that because you know that 80% of the time you're doing really good, mm-hmm. right? And so that's the idea, is to not feel guilty about doing these things every once in a while. It's the fact that we're eating like that every day, and that's what's making us sick, right?
Yes.
We're eating that kind of really bad diet all the time. And so that's why we have the 80-20 rule. But for this podcast, we wanted to give some ideas of what you can do to reward yourself, maybe in a healthy way with food, mm-hmm. But then also things that you can do that don't include food. Like, we don't always have to feed ourselves mm-hmm. to reward ourselves, right? So what are some of the other things that we could do? So these are our top, I don't know, whatever this is, 15 things. I put a lot of things down. Anyway, so we'll just kind of take turns going down the list. So the first one we had is by taking a walk or a hike, you know, like, oh, let's go for a hike this weekend. We did really good this week. You know?
Right.
And I know that's not, you know, somebody's first
yeah,
and foremost.
Say,
you're like,
when
that's
I get
no
out of the
fun.
Hospital at 6 o'clock after doing procedures, the last thing I'm going to think is let's take a hike.
Right.
Maybe let's take a hike to my car and go home.
So for you, what would be a healthy thing to do?
So,
like, if you wanted
so
to stop
me,
really quick and get something.
I am so like oro, and I really want like a food treat to mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a smoothie.
Mm.
Maybe a smoothie. A healthy smoothie
mm-hmm.
would be a nice
like a Jamba treat. Juice, like one of those veggie fruit smoothies or
yeah,
one
absolutely.
Of those places.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've been to Jamba Juice in a long time, but I'm sure. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I at the end of the day, I just end up going straight home
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I've got to just get home. I know that you're cooking and, mm-hmm. and so that's really the treat. Plus, if I go and fill myself with a big smoothie,
that's true.
You're
going to
be wondering why I'm not eating dinner. but you know what? I mean,
smoothie.
What's that?
You could just get a little smoothie.
A little smoothie.
Yeah.
But I think that, I mean, you're right. You know, there are healthier options for us. A smoothie. There's other things. Like, I don't have the opportunity to go and get a pedicure
mm-hmm.
that often. All right. So if I know that I'm going to have maybe a little bit of a shorter day
mm-hmm.
and I have a little time, that would be a treat, mm-hmm. especially on a weekday.
Absolutely.
Especially on a weekday.
Going getting a mani or a pedi or something
yeah.
like that. Or spa day. I mean, just even treating yourself.
A spa
like,
day,
like, say you killed yourself at work that week and you're like, you know what? This weekend I'm going to treat myself to a spa day.
That would be
right?
something to look forward to.
Right.
And I would definitely look forward to that.
Yeah. Spa, facial, massage, all
yeah.
those things, right? It's, where you're treating
absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I also like taking a nap.
What's that?
Right? those.
I'm sorry. I'm just feeling feisty today.
Few moments.
Take a nap.
Where you can, you know, just lay down, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? That's your special treat for the day.
Like, yeah.
I know a lot of adults, not children. Children would not like this one as a reward. But an adult?
Right.
an adult is like, what? I can lay down somewhere? Where can I lay down?
No, actually, that is a good one.
Right?
That's a nice reward.
That is a nice reward.
Yeah. You know, for me, I personally, I enjoy watching movies. Mm-hmm. I enjoy watching movies. And so, you know, a nice way. And again, we don't get that opportunity to really watch a lot of TV. But I know that is, you know, if it's been a long day, once we get the kids into bed and everything, that sometimes as a reward, it's nice to just sit down and watch an hour of Dexter.
Right, yes.
Or watch maybe...
From 10 years ago.
Not a full movie, but like half the movie. And then we have the other half to look forward to maybe the next day.
Yeah,
but,
so doing some type of... Just like a show or, you know, just sit down and watch something.
That's right. Relax, unwind.
You know, we don't get to do that a lot. So for us, that is a reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for you too, the other reward thing is playing your sax.
Oh, yes.
You know, because I know you enjoy that. So that's like reward time for you too. So playing a musical instrument. We have a friend who loves playing the piano. So they feel like that's their reward time, sitting down playing the piano. How about taking a hot bath?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, rewarding yourself with that.
I don't think that I do that enough. I mean, that definitely is a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that I have a lot of friends, females mainly. Mm-hmm. I don't really hear any of my guy friends saying they're going to go home and take a hot bath. But
they should.
Yeah, they should. Why not? Yeah. You know, but yes, I think that that's, I mean, I have a lot of friends where to them, you know, they go home after friends that I work with, colleagues that, and to them they go home, relax, they drink a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. You know, they drink a glass of wine. And
which isn't the healthiest choice.
I personally would not be, I would have a hard time waking up the next day. I really would. It relaxes me so much.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
But yeah, I think most people's bathtubs don't get enough use.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know,
some
get
bubble,
in there,
bubbles.
Clean the dust off of your bathtub. And then get on in there.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, I like the idea of getting tickets to a show or a sporting event, you know, as a reward for something, you know, whether, you know, it's something simple or, you know, like the local kids theater or something, or going to something big, you know, downtown. I think that's always a nice reward. Mm-hmm. You're going to spend money rewarding yourself. That's a nice way to do it.
You know, also just planning like a weekend getaway. Okay, I, you know, a lot of times when we go away for a weekend and come back, I always say, you know what, we have to do this once a month because it's just so relaxing and you get recharged, rejuvenated, and you're bonding during that weekend with your, you know, with, we're bonding with each other, with the kids. And it's just like, you know, it always happens that when we do something like that or when we come back from vacation, I'm always calling you on that Monday, like, I miss you.
Yeah, because it's focused time together.
It is. It is. But, you know, I mean, I've often even thought like, gosh, if I could just take off one Monday every other week, that would be like such a huge reward. And then work really hard those 4 days and then know that I have a Monday coming off. That I don't know if it's something that you can do with your job. I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't be able to do that. But if you can, I think that that is a really nice reward because it really pushes you to work hard those 4 days and or that week before that Monday's coming up and have that to look forward to.
Yeah, and I think the idea of taking like part of those trips being able to take a long drive, I think that's also a nice reward. I know a lot of people like driving, and so, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to go for a drive, not even going anywhere specifically. You know, you don't have to have a destination, but just drive around town and just say, we're going to go out for the night. We're just going to drive around and go see what's going on. And just having that as a nice reward, you know, just relaxing. I know that when we take trips and we go on an hour and a half, 2 hour long drives, it's a very relaxing experience.
It is. You know? Yeah. Well, now, you know, it's a time of the year we're getting into holidays and there's all sorts of, I know here, you know, you can go places and see the lights and, you know, there's all sorts of different events going on.
Right. So. Yeah. And I think, you know, as one of the last things we put down here, which I like ending on this one, is to enjoy a new podcast.
Yes.
You know, that's find right. a new podcast and yeah, listen to it. I mean, absolutely. Just like watching a new show.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there are podcasts out there on every topic. Mm-hmm. Every topic. I listen to a podcast on my way to work. I try to listen to it regularly, but it's about online business. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's more of a motivational type of podcasts, and so, you know, but there's so many out there.
Well, there's like funny ones. There's like this, some friend was telling me that they're listening to this one. It's really scary.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my, it's like entertainment. Yeah. You know, like
there are hundreds
that you could
of
do
them.
In the car and just listen to
That's
it.
Right.
And so, you know, it's nice to be able to have a long day at work and then pop on a fun podcast while you're driving home, you know, yep. as opposed to stopping and buying yourself a latte.
Absolutely.
You know? So anyway, hope this was helpful, gave you some ideas of other things you can reward yourself with aside from crappy food and drinks.
Amen to that. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.